Chapter 11. Two Vincentios. In Padua, Tranio, still impersonating his master Lucentio, and the merchant, dressed as Vincentio, went to Baptista's house. Biondello met them outside.
"Have you told Baptista we are coming?"
inquired Tranio.
"Yes,"
replied Biondello.
I told him your father was coming to Padua today."
They knocked on the door and a servant opened it. Baptista came to greet them.
"Signor Baptista, it is a great pleasure to see you again,"
said Tranio. Then, as they followed Baptista inside, he added jokingly,
"Now you must act as a father to me, sir, by confirming my inheritance, the beautiful Bianca."
The merchant stepped forward and addressed Baptista. "Sir, I've come to Padua unexpectedly on business, and my son Lucentio has told me of the serious attachment which has grown between your daughter and himself. As I have heard well of you and know the two children love each other, I would be pleased to consent to their marriage. If we can reach an agreement regarding the marriage settlement, will you consent to the match?" Baptista replied,
"It is true that your son and my daughter seem to love each other, and if you can guarantee a sufficient inheritance for your son, then I shall happily consent to their marriage. Now, we should sit down and discuss the details, but not here. I don't want the servants to listen. They are very curious."
So Baptista, Tranio, and the merchant arranged to meet at Tranio's house later, where a scribe would be present to draw up the necessary documents. Meanwhile, Petruchio, Catherina, and Hortensio were leaving Petruchio's house for Padua. It was a beautiful, sunny day, and Catherina was looking forward to seeing her family again. While the three of them were walking to their horses, Petruchio suddenly pointed to the sky and exclaimed loudly,
"Good Lord! Look how brightly the moon is shining!"
Catherina looked at Petruchio in surprise and corrected him.
"The moon? You mean the sun? There is no moon now. It is the middle of the day."
But Petruchio insisted that it was the moon they could see. Catherina replied impatiently that she knew it was the sun. Petruchio, still following his plan to tame his argumentative wife, now pretended to be annoyed.
"It will be the moon, or a star, or whatever I want it to be,"
he replied angrily, and told Hortensio to put the horses away. He had changed his mind. They were not going to Padua. Hortensio whispered to Catherina,
"Say what he wants, madam, or we shall never leave today."
Catherina realized now that if she wanted to go to Padua, she must try to please her strange husband. So she agreed with him quickly, saying that she had made a mistake. Petruchio, smiling to himself, then immediately changed his mind and said it was the sun they could see. Catherina was beginning to lose her patience, but fortunately they were interrupted by the arrival of an old man. Petruchio decided to test Catherina's obedience again, and approaching the old man, said loudly,
"Good morning, madam. Where are you going?"
Without waiting for the surprised old man's reply, he turned to Catherina and said,
"Tell me honestly, Kate, have you ever seen a more radiant, beautiful woman?"
Then, addressing the old man again,
"Fair, lovely lady, once more, good day to you."
Catherina looked at her husband, thought for a moment, then said politely to the old man,
"What a beautiful, sweet young woman you are, my dear. Your parents are very lucky to have such a lovely child. And the man who marries you will be lucky too."
Petruchio, secretly delighted with the success of his plan, pretended to be astonished at her words and asked his wife if she were going mad. Couldn't she see that this was an old man, not a girl? Catherina went red, and everyone waited for her to lose her temper. But instead she replied meekly that she was sorry and that the sun had got in her eyes. Petruchio asked the old man who he was and where he was going. He replied,
"My name is Vincentio. I live in Pisa, and I am going to Padua on a surprise visit to my son."
"What is your son's name?"
inquired Petruchio.
"Perhaps I know him."
"Lucentio,"
replied the man. Petruchio, realizing who Vincentio was, said,
"It is a pleasure to meet you, sir. We are almost related, as my wife's sister is about to marry your son."
Vincentio was shocked.
"Is this true, sir? Or are you playing one of your jokes on me?"
he demanded. Hortensio, seeing the old man's alarm, stepped forward and said calmly,
"I can assure you, sir, it is true. But please don't worry. The girl is from a wealthy, reputable family, and suitable to be the wife of any noble gentleman."
Vincentio was relieved and agreed that they should continue their journey to Padua together.